Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. Approximately every 2,500 years, a new teacher brings a body of teaching to humanity that is suited to our needs at that particular time. Usually this takes place at the end of an age. Right now, as the age of Pisces declines and our solar system aligns with the constellation Aquarius, new energies are beginning to make themselves felt. As these Aquarian energies of sharing and justice stream into our planet, the need for change can be seen more clearly. A period of chaos ensues as the old order lessens its grip on humanity, and the impulse of sharing, justice and peace inspires us to move forward in evolution as a united group.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our program, our Maitreya program. From the inception of Share International magazine, Benjamin Krem's master provided articles to be published not only at the time they were written, but also whenever appropriate according to world circumstances. Many of these articles seem more relevant now than when they were first published. More and more people are discovering a new aspect of divinity, God immanent. Everyone who takes the path of ascent finds that the soul is himself a higher and purer part of himself, and consequently steps into new and more harmonious relationship with others. We have two contrasting articles, both from 2014, and the first is titled The Path of Ascent. Within each man and woman sits a God, potential as yet but everlasting. As they go through the experiences of what we call life, they make a journey, which in the end turns out to have been a step towards oneness with that God, realizing the fact of its divinity, realizing that it is the soul, our higher self.
Heretofore, our knowledge of the soul has come from religious texts. These have left man with the impression that the soul is distant from himself, something to be recognized and worshipped from afar. As man progresses, however, he comes to understand that the soul is himself, a higher and purer part of himself, but nevertheless himself. Thus, a man progresses, deepening in knowledge of his true being and purpose. Today, thousands of people are consciously aware of making such a journey. For them, life is deepening in meaning, and they search for greater knowledge and experience. Thus, in time, they turn to meditation, and through this practice, a great discovery is theirs. Step by step, they know for certain that they are souls, that the soul is not some distant idea, but their very being. Gradually, the tempo of their lives changes, and a deeper meaning and purpose consolidates all that they do. Thus do men advance on the journey to perfection, reflecting more and more the divinity and wisdom of the soul.
All in their own way make such a journey, some swiftly and eagerly, others more slowly and less sure of the path. But all eventually pass through the various gates which mark their progress on the way. Today this journey is trodden by millions who know not that the path exists, but nevertheless answer the call of their soul and enter thereon. They sense the needs of the time and seek to meet these needs and so play their part. Knowingly or not, they are responding to the call from Maitreya through their souls to enter the fray and to replenish this world with their ardour and courage. The efforts they will find have not been in vain.
And now, by way of contrast, a second article titled Gambling Gestures also received through Benjamin Krem from the Master. Whenever men make a determined step into right relationship, there are always others who make an equally determined step into confrontation. multitudes work and even die for greater freedom and justice, while other forces threaten the peace in cynical attempts to consolidate their diminishing power. Meanwhile, humanity at large watches and trembles, witnessing with fear a renewal of ancient hatred thought to be discarded and overcome. We, your elder brothers, too, watch carefully this dangerous ploy. But fear not. Common sense, we know, will force the acceptance of at least a precarious peace, with gains and losses balanced, more or less.
From now on, this scenario will be repeated across the world, where the great powers attempt to maintain or to even increase their power, knowing, however, that they must do so carefully without damaging the status quo. For how long can the nations play this useless game? The only sensible course is to work together for peace and prosperity for all. Only in this way will they ready their peoples for the joy of peace, the prosperity of justice, and the bliss of sharing.
Next, we have an article from the July-August issue of Share International magazine from the Point of View section, and the article is titled "Protests Make People More Optimistic About Effecting Change" by Julia Conley. As an estimated 1.8 million people in 125 countries took part in a global climate strike Friday, 24 May 2019, researchers delivered good news about such protests. They work. A psychologist at Penn State University led a study examining the public perception of two climate marches which took place over the course of a week in 2017 and found that bystanders who observed the demonstrations came away with a belief that protests can make people more optimistic about the possibility of effecting change.
Marches serve two functions: to encourage people to join a movement and to enact change, lead author Janet Swim said in a statement. This study is consistent with the idea that people who participate in marches can gain public support, convince people that change can occur, and also normalize the participants themselves. Supporters of recent climate strikes that have taken place all over the world were buoyed by the findings. Swim focused her research on the March for Science and the People's Climate March, both of which took place in April 2017 as the scope of the Trump administration's attack on climate science was becoming clear.
As the researchers asked survey participants about their impressions of the marches before and after they took place, they found that observers were more likely to have positive views of protesters and of people's ability to work together to fight the climate crisis. Although researchers found that some participants had expressed negative views of protests in general before the marches, after the People's Climate March, they were less likely to view marches as arrogant or eccentric or otherwise outside of the norm, Swim reported. Observers who said they consumed news via conservative sources had more collective efficacy beliefs about the marches, meaning they were more likely to believe that collective action could be effective and to have plans to participate in protests themselves.
The research was released as students and workers around the world were taking part in thousands of demonstrations in the second global climate strike since March. Recent mass climate action demonstrations have supported the beliefs of participants in Swim's study that collective action can effect change. Weekly climate marches in countries around the world, led by 16-year-old organiser Greta Thunberg, helped secure a pledge from European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker to spend a quarter of the European Union's budget on combating the climate crisis, starting in 2021.
The governments of Scotland, Wales, the UK Parliament and the Republic of Ireland also declared climate emergencies over the course of a few days after the global grassroots movement Extinction Rebellion occupied landmarks in April to demand that lawmakers tell the truth about the climate crisis. And that was from a website, peoplesclimate.org.
And following on now, we have an article titled "The Growth of Popular Democracy" by Graham Peebles. In 1975, just 46 countries were considered to be electoral democracies. 40 years later, according to the Global State of Democracy Report 2017, the number had risen to 132, accounting for 68% of nations. The bulk of the increase occurred after 1989, following the collapse of the Soviet Union and what was to be the beginning of the global protest movement. While staging general elections every 5 years or so is an important step away from the autocratic alternative, unless democratic values are embraced and introduced, true democracy remains little more than a slogan. Social injustice and suppression in various forms continue, and concentrations of power persist.
Although the number of electoral democracies continues to rise, throughout the world, democracy is in crisis. Governments have become increasingly partisan. Populism and extremism of all stripes have flourished, and people have lost confidence in democratic institutions as the means of solving the various crises confronting us. Politicians are viewed with suspicion or outright contempt, regarded as ambitious, ideologically compromised men and women with little concern for the majority, who make policy based on self-interest and party doctrine. Democracy has been hijacked by the economy, twinned with capitalism and the free market, and corrupted thereby. Democracy is, or should be, a living organism, an evolving form that sets the parameters within which society functions, based on principles that are rooted in and cultivate expressions of unity and love.
The democratic ideal seeks to guarantee basic freedoms, establish social justice and equality, and ensure government accountability. It recognizes that human beings are equal, diverse but united, that their needs are universal, and that meeting these needs is a right. True democracy cannot exist where the ideology of commercialization, commercialism, and greed resides. The crisis in democracy is inextricably linked to the socio-economic crisis. Changes in one will trigger a revolution in the other, and this process is well underway.
Despite the decline in civil liberties and deep disillusion with the functioning of governments throughout the world, various studies have found that political participation is significantly increasing. Exasperation with politicians and institutions, together with an intense desire for fundamental change, has impelled huge numbers to unite and act. People, particularly the young, are engaging, joining political parties, taking part in demonstrations and online activism, signing petitions or joining local community groups. This surge in democratic participation represents a major shift in attitudes, a new collective consciousness that tends towards unity and cooperation, and offers hope, not hope based on a distant belief that someone else, a government, institution, or God will make all things new, which are the ways of apathy and self-deceit, but hope anchored in action and committed, consistent engagement.
At the heart of many of the protest movements that have swept the world since the Berlin Wall came down is democracy. Demanding democracy where none exists, as was the case with the Arab Spring, widely put down, for example, and more recently in Algeria, Sudan, and Ethiopia, or in countries broadly aligned with democratic principles calling for a deepening of democracy, the structures and institutions opened up and for the voice of the people to be heard and concerns acted on. As more people engage and the power of popular democracy grows, democratic platforms for engagement such as citizens' assemblies will become increasingly relevant. In early 2018, the UK government commissioned a citizens' assembly to discuss social care. 47 individuals chosen at random and with the support of experts spent 2 weekends discussing the subject. At the end of their deliberations, a report was sent to the government and their views helped fashion government proposals.
In order for the collective voice to have increasing influence, people need to be educated about the issues of concern. This is an act of democratic responsibility. A well-informed populace, free from ideological allegiance, is required in order to reach views free from bias and prejudice and contribute to discussions with decision-makers. Ignorance, complacency, and fear are fertile ground for propaganda. They are the friends of the duplicitous politician and the enemy of the people, and common sense, a much underrated quality.
Within the evolving democratic environment, the role of politicians as co-workers, as collaborators for the common good, becomes ever more important. They need to engage with activists and listen, not to the loudest flag-waving faction, not just to their own supporters, but to the broad consensus, and respond, and not, as has been historically the case, reluctantly and over decades, but swiftly and wholeheartedly. A positive example of this is the decision by the Scottish Parliament to declare a climate emergency in response to young protesters who went on strike from school to urge action. The declaration of a climate emergency by governments has been a key demand of environmental campaigners, including Extinction Rebellion, which staged huge peaceful protests in London for 2 weeks recently, for some time.
Announcing the step on 29 April 2019, Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, said they, environmental activists, want governments around the world to declare a climate emergency. They say that's what the science tells us, and they are right. I'm declaring that there is a climate emergency, and Scotland will live up to our responsibility to tackle it. A few days later, the leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, called for the UK government to follow Scotland's example. And the UK government also declared a climate emergency, as 90 regional councils in the UK had already done. Democracy is not in decline, as some believe. Like all existing systems, social, economic, political and religious, democracy in its current form is inadequate to the challenges and the nature of the present time, and is being fundamentally challenged. Democratic forms need to change, to be allowed to evolve, to be reimagined. Crucially, democracy needs to be unshackled from economics and the socio-economic system re-examined in light of the growing demands for social justice, environmental action and freedom.
The principle of sharing is a core democratic ideal that, if incorporated into all areas of life, would allow democratic values to be made manifest. Students sharing in the organisation of schools and the design of curricula. Employees sharing in the management and standards of businesses. Sharing animating the socio-economic systems under which we all live and colouring geopolitical decisions. Sharing, responsibility and participation are interrelated. They sit together and reinforce one another. An unstoppable movement of change is being created by the growing inculcation and expression of these democratic principles, a momentum that may just be strong enough to save the planet and usher in a new and just way of living.
Well, that's our program for today, and thank you very much for listening in. If you'd like more information, check out the website share-international.org. Or feel free to email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Love and blessings to you all.